Keeping our food safe. Hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. With the recent outbreak of salmonella in eggs, will this push this Congress to pass new food safety laws? American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has our report.
The House of Representatives passed its version of new food safety laws more than a year ago. The Senate has been working on its version ever since. So what's the holdup?
There are a lot of details to be negotiated. I mean, everybody agrees that we want to modernize and improve the food safety system. That's not negotiable. The problem is how you do that. And this is where kind of the devil's in the details. Do you do that through more record keeping, through more testing, through more regulatory requirements? And if so, how do you pay for all those?
American Farm Bureau Food Safety Policy Specialist Kelly Ludlam says her organization favors the Senate's version, called the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act, because it focuses on where there is the most risk of a food product being contaminated.
This legislation would modernize and improve the Food and Drug Administration, which represents oversight for about 85% of the nation's food supply. Basically, everything except meat and poultry products, which are under the jurisdiction of USDA. So everything from processed foods to fruits and vegetables to frozen food products. The legislation would give FDA more authorities to require more testing of products, hire more inspectors, and also help the industry do things on their own so that not all of this is regulatory oversight, but it really is a partnership.
Ludlam points out that if the legislation isn't passed this year, the process will have to start all over again with a new Congress in January.
There are a lot of folks who believe that the most recent recall of eggs will speed up the process for the food safety bill, and that may or may not be true. Earlier this year, we saw a recall of cookie dough, and there have been other high-profile products recalled, and really that hasn't seemed to influence the timeline as much as the normal Senate schedule and clearing legislative hurdles out of the way.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.